Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. By Susan Jeffers. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers is a self-help book that encourages readers to take control of their lives and overcome fear. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of fear, which Jeffers defines as a natural emotion that can be used as a tool for growth. She then outlines her 5-step program for overcoming fear: 1. Feel the fear and do it anyway, 2. Change your thinking, 3. Take action, 4. Use other people powerfully, and 5. Follow through. Throughout each step, she provides practical advice on how to identify fears, challenge negative thinking patterns, develop positive relationships with others, set goals, and stay motivated. Jeffers also discusses various techniques for managing stress, such as relaxation exercises, visualization techniques, journaling activities, affirmations/positive statements about oneself or one's life situation. Additionally, she offers guidance on how to make decisions in difficult situations without being overwhelmed by fear or anxiety. Finally, she emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for one's own actions rather than blaming external factors. The book concludes with an epilogue in which Jeffers shares stories from people who have successfully applied her methods in their own lives. She also includes several appendices containing additional resources, such as books related to personal growth topics and organizations offering support services. Overall, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway is an inspiring guidebook filled with useful tips on how to confront your fears head-on so you can live more fully and joyfully. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Take control of your life. Taking control of your life is the key to overcoming fear and achieving success. By recognizing that you are the one in charge of your life, you can take steps to make positive changes and move forward. Main idea number 2. Face your fears. Facing your fears is the only way to overcome them. By recognizing the fear and understanding why it exists, you can take steps to confront it and move past it. Main idea number 3. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is essential to achieving success. By recognizing your own strengths and abilities, you can take steps to build your confidence and move forward. Main idea number 4. Take risks. Taking risks is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing the potential rewards and risks associated with a decision, you can take steps to make informed decisions and move forward. Main idea number 5. Set goals. Setting goals is essential to achieving success. By recognizing what you want to achieve and setting realistic goals, you can take steps to reach your goals and move forward. Main idea number 6. Take action. Taking action is the only way to achieve success. By recognizing the steps necessary to reach your goals, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 7. Learn from mistakes. Learning from mistakes is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing your mistakes and understanding why they happened, you can take steps to avoid making the same mistakes and move forward. Main idea number 8. Develop a positive attitude. Developing a positive attitude is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the power of positive thinking and taking steps to maintain a positive outlook, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 9. Find support. Finding support is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of having a support system and taking steps to build relationships, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 10. Take responsibility. taking responsibility for your actions is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the consequences of your actions and taking steps to make amends, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 11. Overcome obstacles. Overcoming obstacles is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing the challenges you face and taking steps to overcome them, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 12. Stay focused. Staying focused is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of staying on track and taking steps to stay focused, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 13. Be persistent. Being persistent is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of perseverance and taking steps to stay motivated, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 14. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of self-care and taking steps to maintain your physical and mental health, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 15. Celebrate successes. Celebrating successes is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing the importance of recognizing your accomplishments and taking steps to celebrate them, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 16. Learn from others. Learning from others is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing the importance of learning from the experiences of others and taking steps to do so, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 17. Develop resilience. Developing resilience is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of bouncing back from setbacks and taking steps to build resilience, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 18. Find balance. Finding balance is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of maintaining a healthy balance between work and life and taking steps to do so, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 19. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself is essential to achieving success. By recognizing the importance of taking time to relax and recharge and taking steps to do so, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main idea number 20. Enjoy the journey. Enjoying the journey is an important part of achieving success. By recognizing the importance of savoring the journey and taking steps to do so, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Taking control of your life is an empowering concept. It means recognizing that you are the one in charge of your destiny and taking responsibility for making positive changes to move forward. When you take control, it gives you a sense of purpose and direction, allowing you to focus on what matters most to you. You can set goals and create plans for achieving them, while also learning how to manage fear and anxiety. By taking control of your life, you can make decisions based on what's best for yourself rather than relying on others or external circumstances. This allows you to be proactive instead of reactive when faced with difficult situations or challenges. Taking ownership over your choices helps build self-confidence as well as resilience in the face of adversity. When we take control of our lives, we become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, which enables us to better understand ourselves and develop healthier habits. We learn how to prioritize our needs so that we can live a balanced lifestyle that supports both physical health and emotional well-being. Ultimately, taking control is about having faith in yourself, believing that no matter what happens, if you stay focused on your goals, then anything is possible. Main idea number 2. Facing your fears is an important step in personal growth and development. It can be difficult to confront the things that scare us, but it's essential for overcoming our anxieties and living a more fulfilling life. When we face our fears, we gain insight into why they exist and how to manage them better. We also learn how to take control of our lives by recognizing what triggers fear and developing strategies for dealing with it. The first step in facing your fears is identifying what scares you. Once you know what these are, you can start taking steps towards confronting them head-on. This could involve talking about your worries with someone else or writing down your thoughts on paper so that you can process them more clearly. You may also find comfort in activities such as meditation or yoga, which help reduce stress levels. Once you have identified the source of your fear, it's time to take action. Start small by tackling one fear at a time. This will give you confidence as each challenge is overcome successfully. Make sure to reward yourself after each success. This will reinforce positive behavior and motivate further progress. Finally, remember that facing your fears doesn't mean eliminating all anxiety from your life. Some level of worry is normal and healthy. Instead, focus on learning how to manage those feelings when they arise so that they don't become overwhelming or debilitating. Main idea number 3. Believing in yourself is essential to achieving success. It's easy to get caught up in self-doubt and negative thoughts, but it's important to recognize your own strengths and abilities. When you believe in yourself, you can take steps towards building your confidence and moving forward with your goals. One way to start believing in yourself is by setting realistic goals that are achievable. This will help you stay motivated as you work towards them. Additionally, make sure to celebrate the small successes along the way. This will give you a sense of accomplishment and remind you of how far you've come. It's also important to surround yourself with positive people who support your dreams and ambitions. Having someone cheer for us when we're feeling down or discouraged can be incredibly helpful for boosting our self-confidence. Finally, don't forget that mistakes are part of life, they happen. Instead of beating yourself up over them, use them as learning experiences so that next time around things go more smoothly. Main idea number 4. Taking risks is an essential part of achieving success. It can be intimidating to step out of your comfort zone and take a chance, but it's often necessary in order to reach new heights. By understanding the potential rewards and risks associated with any decision, you can make informed choices that will help you move forward. In her book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers encourages readers to embrace risk-taking as a way to achieve their goals. She explains that fear is natural when taking on something new or unfamiliar, but it shouldn't stop us from trying. Instead, she suggests using our fears as motivation for growth and progress. Jeffers also emphasizes the importance of learning from mistakes along the way. Taking risks doesn't always guarantee success, however, failure can provide valuable lessons if we're willing to learn from them. With each attempt comes knowledge that will help us make better decisions in the future. Ultimately, taking risks is an important part of reaching our goals and living life fully. We may not always get what we want right away, but by being brave enough to try something different or challenging ourselves outside our comfort zones, we open up possibilities for greater success down the road. Main idea number 5. Setting goals is an important part of achieving success. It's essential to recognize what you want to achieve and then set realistic goals that will help you move forward. By setting achievable objectives, you can break down the steps needed to reach your desired outcome and stay motivated along the way. In her book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers emphasizes how important it is to have a clear vision of where you want to go in life. She encourages readers not only to identify their goals but also take actionable steps towards them. This means facing fears head-on, pushing through any obstacles that may arise, and staying focused on reaching those objectives. Jeffers also stresses the importance of being flexible with your plans as things change over time. Life often throws unexpected curveballs our way, which can make it difficult for us to stick with our original plan or timeline. However, by remaining open-minded and adjusting our strategies accordingly, we can still work towards achieving our ultimate goal. Main idea number 6. Taking action is the only way to achieve success. It requires recognizing the steps necessary to reach your goals and then taking those steps in order to make progress and move forward. This can be a difficult process, as it often involves facing fears or doubts that may have been holding you back from achieving what you want. However, by pushing through these feelings of fear and uncertainty, you can take control of your life and create positive change. In her book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers outlines strategies for overcoming fear-based obstacles so that we can take action towards our goals. She encourages readers to recognize their own power over their lives by understanding how they are creating their own limitations with fear-based thinking. By shifting this mindset into one of courage and self-belief, we can begin taking meaningful actions towards our desired outcomes. Ultimately, taking action is essential if we want to see results in any area of our lives. Whether it's starting a business venture or making changes within ourselves, having an action plan will help us stay focused on reaching our goals despite any challenges along the way. Main idea number 7. Learning from mistakes is an essential part of achieving success. When we make a mistake, it can be easy to become discouraged and give up. However, if we take the time to reflect on our mistakes and understand why they happened, then we can use that knowledge to prevent similar errors in the future. By recognizing our mistakes and learning from them, we can move forward with greater confidence. One way to learn from your mistakes is by asking yourself questions about what went wrong. What could I have done differently? How did my actions lead to this outcome? What steps do I need to take in order for this not to happen again? Answering these questions will help you gain insight into how you made the mistake so that you can avoid making it again. Another way of learning from your mistakes is by seeking feedback from others who may have experienced a similar situation or problem. Talking with someone who has gone through something similar can provide valuable insights into how best to handle certain situations or problems in the future. Finally, don't forget that everyone makes mistakes, even successful people. Mistakes are inevitable, but they should never stop us from striving towards our goals. Instead of letting them hold us back, let's use them as opportunities for growth and development. Main idea number 8. Developing a positive attitude is essential to achieving success. It can be difficult to maintain an optimistic outlook when faced with challenges and obstacles, but it is possible. By recognizing the power of positive thinking and taking steps to maintain a positive outlook, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. One way to develop a more positive attitude is by focusing on what you have rather than what you don't have. Instead of dwelling on negative thoughts or feelings, try looking for the good in every situation. This will help shift your focus away from any potential problems or difficulties that may arise. Another way to cultivate a more positive attitude is by surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and encouraging. Having friends or family members who believe in you can provide much-needed motivation during tough times. Finally, it's important to practice self-care and take time out for yourself each day. Taking care of your physical health through exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep, etc., will help keep your mind clear so that you can stay focused on the positives in life. Main idea number 9. Finding support is essential to achieving success. Having a strong network of people who can provide guidance, advice, and encouragement can make all the difference in reaching your goals. In her book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers emphasizes the importance of having a supportive system in place when striving for success. She explains that by recognizing the need for support and taking steps to build relationships with those around you, you can take action towards making progress. Jeffers encourages readers to reach out to others who have achieved their own successes or are on similar paths as them. This could include mentors, peers, family members, or even strangers who share common interests or experiences. By connecting with these individuals and forming meaningful relationships with them, they will be able to offer valuable insight into how best to move forward. Having a reliable source of support also helps keep motivation levels high during difficult times. When faced with obstacles or setbacks, it's easy to become discouraged, but having someone there who understands what you're going through can help lift spirits and remind us why we started this journey in the first place. Ultimately, finding support is an important part of any successful endeavor, so don't hesitate to reach out for help when needed. Main idea number 10. Taking responsibility for your actions is essential to achieving success. It means recognizing the consequences of your decisions and taking steps to make amends when necessary. This can be difficult, especially if you have made mistakes or failed in some way, but it is an important part of personal growth. When you take responsibility for yourself, you are showing that you are capable of learning from your experiences and making better choices in the future. You also demonstrate a level of maturity and self-awareness that will help others trust and respect you more. Taking ownership over your life allows you to move forward with confidence, knowing that whatever happens next is up to you. By accepting responsibility for our actions, we can learn from our mistakes and become stronger individuals who are able to handle any situation with grace. We can also use this as an opportunity to grow closer with those around us by being honest about our shortcomings and working together toward solutions. Main idea number 11. Overcoming obstacles is an important part of achieving success. It can be difficult to recognize the challenges we face and take steps to overcome them, but it is essential for making progress and moving forward. In her book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers outlines a number of strategies that can help us confront our fears and push through any barriers that stand in our way. Jeffers suggests that by understanding why we feel fear or resistance towards certain tasks, we can begin to break down those feelings into manageable chunks. She also encourages readers to focus on their successes rather than their failures, as this will give them more confidence when tackling new challenges. Additionally, she recommends setting realistic goals so that you don't become overwhelmed by too much at once. Finally, Jeffers emphasizes the importance of taking action despite feeling scared or uncertain. By pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and facing your fears head-on, you will be able to make progress towards overcoming any obstacles in your path. Main idea number 12. Staying focused is an important part of achieving success. It can be difficult to stay on track when there are so many distractions and competing priorities, but it is essential for making progress. To stay focused, you need to identify what your goals are and prioritize them accordingly. Make sure that the tasks you do each day align with those goals and help move you closer to achieving them. It's also important to create a plan of action that outlines how you will reach your goals. This plan should include specific steps that will help keep you motivated and on track towards reaching your objectives. Additionally, make sure to set aside time each day dedicated solely to working on these tasks without any distractions or interruptions. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally is key in staying focused as well as avoiding burnout from overworking yourself. Make sure to take breaks throughout the day, get enough sleep at night, eat healthy meals regularly, exercise regularly, meditate or practice mindfulness activities such as yoga or tai chi. Main idea number 13. Being persistent is an important part of achieving success. It requires dedication and hard work, but it can be done. To stay motivated, you need to set goals for yourself and break them down into smaller tasks that are achievable. This will help keep you focused on the end goal and make progress towards it. It's also important to recognize when things don't go as planned or if there are setbacks along the way. Don't give up, instead, use these moments as learning experiences and adjust your approach accordingly. Celebrate small successes along the way so that you can stay motivated even when progress seems slow. Finally, remember that persistence pays off in the long run. Even if it takes longer than expected or desired, staying committed to your goals will eventually lead to success. Main idea number 14. Taking care of yourself is essential to achieving success. Self-care involves recognizing the importance of looking after your physical and mental health, and taking steps to ensure that you are in a good place both physically and mentally. This can include getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, engaging in activities that bring joy or relaxation such as reading or listening to music, spending time with friends and family, setting aside time for yourself each day to do something enjoyable or meaningful. By making self-care a priority in your life, you will be able to make progress towards achieving your goals. When you take care of yourself, it allows you to have more energy and focus, which can help you stay motivated when tackling difficult tasks. Additionally, by taking the time for self-care, it helps reduce stress levels, which can lead to improved productivity. Self-care is an important part of living a successful life, so make sure that you prioritize it. Main idea number 15. Celebrating successes is an important part of achieving success. It helps to motivate us and keep us on track, as well as providing a sense of accomplishment when we reach our goals. Celebrating successes can be done in many different ways, from simply taking the time to acknowledge your accomplishments to throwing yourself a party or treating yourself to something special. When you celebrate your successes, it's important that you take the time to really appreciate what you have achieved and recognize how far you have come. This will help boost your confidence and give you the motivation needed for future endeavors. Additionally, celebrating successes with friends and family can help create positive memories that will last long after the celebration has ended. By recognizing the importance of recognizing your accomplishments and taking steps to celebrate them, you can take steps to make progress and move forward. Celebrate each milestone along the way, no matter how small, so that when bigger achievements come around, they are even more meaningful. Main idea number 16. Learning from others is an invaluable tool for achieving success. By taking the time to observe and learn from those around us, we can gain insight into how to best approach our own goals. We can also benefit from the wisdom of those who have gone before us, learning from their mistakes as well as their successes. When we take the time to listen and learn from others, it helps us develop a better understanding of ourselves and our capabilities. It allows us to see things in a different light and consider alternative solutions that may not have been previously considered. Additionally, by listening to what other people have experienced or achieved, it gives us motivation and inspiration when tackling difficult tasks. By actively seeking out advice or knowledge from those around you, whether they are family members, friends, or colleagues, you will be able to make more informed decisions about your future plans. Learning from others is essential if you want to reach your full potential, so don't be afraid to ask questions or seek out guidance whenever possible. Main idea number 17. Developing resilience is essential to achieving success. It involves recognizing the importance of bouncing back from setbacks and taking steps to build your own personal strength and capacity for dealing with difficult situations. Resilience can be developed through a variety of methods, such as developing positive thinking habits, learning how to manage stress effectively, setting realistic goals, and building strong relationships with others. When faced with adversity or failure, it's important to remember that you have the power within yourself to overcome any obstacle. You can take control of your life by focusing on what you can do rather than dwelling on what has happened in the past. Developing resilience means being able to recognize when something isn't working out and having the courage to make changes if necessary. It also involves understanding that mistakes are part of life's journey and using them as an opportunity for growth. By accepting responsibility for our actions, we become more resilient because we learn from our experiences instead of letting them define us. Finally, developing resilience requires self-care practices such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, meditating or practicing yoga regularly. All these activities help reduce stress levels, which in turn helps us stay focused on our goals even during challenging times. Main idea number 18. Finding balance is essential to achieving success. It can be difficult to juggle the demands of work and life, but it's important to recognize that both are equally important. Taking steps to maintain a healthy balance between work and life will help you make progress and move forward. One way to find balance is by setting boundaries for yourself. This means taking time away from work when needed, such as scheduling breaks throughout the day or taking vacation days when necessary. Additionally, it's important to prioritize your tasks so that you don't become overwhelmed with too much on your plate at once. It's also beneficial to practice self-care in order to stay balanced. This could include activities like exercising regularly, eating nutritious meals, getting enough sleep each night, meditating or journaling daily, spending quality time with friends and family members, whatever works best for you. Finally, remember that finding balance isn't always easy. It takes effort and dedication. But if you take small steps towards creating a healthier lifestyle for yourself every day, then eventually those efforts will pay off. Main idea number 19. Taking time for yourself is essential to achieving success. It can be easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's important to remember that taking a break from your responsibilities can help you stay focused and productive. Taking time for yourself allows you to relax, recharge, and refocus on what matters most. By recognizing the importance of taking time for yourself, you can make progress towards your goals without feeling overwhelmed or burned out. This could include setting aside specific times each day or week where you focus solely on activities that bring joy and relaxation, such as reading a book, going for a walk outside, listening to music, or engaging in creative pursuits like painting or writing. Making sure that you take regular breaks throughout the day will also help keep your energy levels high so that when it comes time to tackle tasks again, they don't seem insurmountable. Additionally, by allowing yourself some downtime away from work-related stressors and obligations every now and then will give you an opportunity to reflect on how far you've come since starting out. Ultimately, taking time for yourself is key if you want to achieve success in any area of life. By making sure that self-care is part of your daily routine, whether through scheduling regular breaks during the day or dedicating certain days off just for rest, you'll be able to set realistic goals while still having enough energy left over at the end of each day. Main idea number 20. Enjoying the journey is an important part of achieving success. It's easy to get caught up in the end goal and forget to appreciate all that it takes to get there. Taking time to savor each step along the way can help you stay motivated, focused, and energized as you work towards your goals. When we focus on enjoying the journey, we are able to recognize our progress more easily. We can take pride in our accomplishments and celebrate small wins along the way. This helps us stay positive even when things don't go according to plan or if we experience setbacks. It's also important to remember that life isn't just about reaching a destination, it's about learning from experiences and growing as individuals throughout our lives. Enjoying the journey means taking time for self-care, connecting with others, exploring new places or activities, trying something different, anything that brings joy into your life. By recognizing the importance of savoring the journey and taking steps to do so, you can take steps to make progress and move forward while still appreciating every moment along your path. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.